We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Hanhagas Adam Beboker. We're in the middle of Simen Aleph, or up to Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Ro'i l'chol yarei shemayim shehi meitzer v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. Everybody who fears Hashem should be pained and worried over the fact that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mekubalim explain that this should be done at the time of Chatzos, really a little bit before the time of Chatzos. But even if one is unable to wake up at that time, pain themselves over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they should sleep appropriately, they should still find the time during the day in order to be concerned about the fact that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though this should be done and one should be sad and over the fact that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash, when one is learning Torah or one is davening, that should be done b'simcha. As well, says the Mishnah Berurah, quotes in the name of the Shlah, that because of this halacha that one is supposed to be pained over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, that is why at every Suda one should say Al Naharos Bavel to remind themselves of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. On Shabbos and other days when we don't say Tachanun, one should say Shir HaMalos B'Shuv Hashem instead of Al Naharos Bavel. According to some, even at a Sudas Mitzvah, one should say Shir HaMalos as well instead of Al Naharos Bavel. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that no matter what you do, the most important thing is to have the appropriate kavana in everything that we do. Sif Dalet, Tov ma'at tachanunim bekavana, meharbos below kavana. It is better to say less bakashos of Hashem, better to say less davening with kavana than a lot of davening without kavana. Oh, it's important to understand what you're saying and important to have the appropriate kavana in whatever you say and not just to speak a lot and daven a lot and not pay attention to what you're saying, because that's not what Hashem wants in our davening. The Mishnah Berurah also says that a person needs to set times for them to learn Musar every day, whether it's a lot or a little, in order to keep yourself in check and not give in to the Yetzer Hara. Sif Hei, Tov Lomar Parshas HaKedah UParshas Haman V'Aseres HaDibros. It is a good thing to say the parsha describing Akedas Yitzchak and the parsha describing the man coming down from the Shemayim, as well as the parsha of Aseres HaDibros. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason to say the parsha of the Akedah is to remind us of the Zichos Avos, of how amazing our Avos were, that Yitzchak was ready to give up his life, and that Hashem was ready to give up his amazing son. The reason for the recitation of the Parshas Aman is to show that we believe that all of our Parnasa comes from Hashem, and to remind us of that so that we can have the appropriate emuna. As it says in that Parsha, Hamar belohedif v'hamamet lo hechsir, that it all comes from Hashem. It does not go based on how much hishtadlus you do. As long as you do the appropriate hishtadlus and you have the appropriate emuna, then you will get what you are supposed to receive. The reason for the recitation of Aseres HaDibros is to remind us of Maimed Har Sinai and to help us once again in our emuna. And in all these things, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not enough just to say them, but you have to know what you're saying and pay attention to what you're saying so that it could have the appropriate effect on you of increasing your emuna. The Mechaber continues, Parshas Ola Umincha Ushlamim Echatas V'Asham. One recites all the Parshios HaKarbanos as well. So why do we recite the Parshios HaKarbanos? So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because the Pasuk said, the Gemara says, Kola Oseik B'Torah Chatas Ki'ilu Hikriv Chatas. Meaning, when one says, now that we no longer have actual Karbanos to sacrifice, when one says the Parshios of Karbanos, one learns those Parshios, it's as though you gave those Karbanos as well. So therefore, it is not enough to just say them without knowing, without understanding what you were saying. Rather, one needs to learn the meaning of the Karbanos and not just recite them mindlessly. Tosfos quotes Rav Amram Gaon, Tosfos in Kiddushin, who gives another reason why we recite Karbanos. It's in order to fulfill Chazal's statement that one needs to devote a third of their Torah study time to Tanakh, a third of Torah of the day to Mishnah, and a third to Gemara. So all three of those are found in the Karbanos, the Torah Shebichsav, the Mishnah, and the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why we recite the Karbanos according to Tosos. So we have two reasons why one recites all the Parshios of Karbanos, if you're going to learn anyway the rest of the day. So then you don't have to recite Karbanos because of Tosos' reason, but you should still recite the Karbanos so that it's ki'ilu, you are makriv those Karbanos. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's not only true of the Shlamim, but you should recite Parshas Todah as well. And after the Ola and the Shlamim and the Todah, you should recite the Parshas of Nesachim, because we don't bring Karbanos without bringing Nesachim along with it. There's a discussion of whether you should really be reciting the Parsha of Chatas, because a Chatas is not Bab in Adava. You can't volunteer a Chatas, so unless you know that you brought a Chatas, maybe you shouldn't really be saying the Parsha of Chatas. Even those who don't recite the All Karbanos should definitely recite Parshas HaTamid, because the Mishnah Berurah says that this is an integral part of davening. So therefore, one should be sure to say Parshas HaTamid every day. And according to some, even women are required to say the Parshas HaTamid. There is a discussion whether the Parshas of Karbanos need to be recited while standing, just like the Kohen used to stand when he offered the Karbanos. Or since the Baal HaKarban, the person who was offering the Korban, who the Korban was offering on behalf of, he did not have to stand, so we would not need to stand either. The Zohar HaKadosh emphasizes that one should say the Pitum HaKtores every day as well. The Prima Gadim in the Eshel Avram emphasizes that when you recite the Karbanos, it's not enough just to recite the Karbanos and even to understand them, rather you need to say the Yehi Ratzon afterwards as well, to say that Yehi Ratzon, that it should be as though I offered a Karban, and each Karban in particular. If you don't recite that Yehi Ratzon, then saying the Karbanos is not enough, according to the Prima Gadim. Then there's a discussion of whether this Yehi Ratzon should be recited on Shabbos or not. Finally, the Rama adds, Dafka b'yachid mutar lomar aseres ha-dibros b'chol yom, aval aser la'amar b'tzibur. You're only allowed to say, the individual is allowed to say aseres ha-dibros, but it should not be said in public, because we mipnei taronis haminim, because we're afraid that the non-believers will say, the only thing of Torah is aseres ha-dibros, which is out here reciting it, but the rest of Torah is not important. So that's why it should not be recited b'tzibur. However, standing for the Aseres HaDibros, even though the Rambam was very against standing for Kriyas HaTorah Aseres HaDibros, Rav Moshe and many others say that it's okay, either because the Takana was not made in this situation, or because we're not really worried about the Minim in this situation. So therefore, it's okay, according to most Poskim, to stand for Aseres HaDibros, even though the Rambam was very against this.